Voters in California delivered a big victory to Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger yesterday. By huge margins, they passed two ballot measures aimed at easing the state's budget crisis. One measure allows the state to borrow $15 billion to refinance its debt. The other mandates a balanced budget. Governor Schwarzenegger had launched an all-out campaign to get the two measures approved. Phil Mateer is a political columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle, and he says the governor is turning in a good performance despite difficult political circumstances.
Well, anytime you're asking people to basically pony up for a $15 billion bailout for overspending, it's a tough sell. The most incredible thing here was that not only did Arnold, a Republican, manage to sell it, but when it really looked like it was down for the count a couple of weeks ago, the polls showing it behind, he got the Democrats to actually get down in the galley and do the heavy rowing, with no less than U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein cutting ads to sell the plan to skeptical Democrats. He managed to put together a coalition up in Sacramento of Republicans and Democrats and push this through. He didn't get all of what he wanted. They didn't get all of what they wanted. But everybody got enough to work together and push for it. And that is sort of the part of the equation that a lot of people find amazing.
That he's seemingly mastered this art of compromise.
Yeah, Melissa, I mean, we have a Republican here in California that's emerging as more moderate than the Republican Party itself. And then we have him also breaching over towards Democrats. Schwarzenegger has come in with this idea, you can disagree with me on this, you can disagree with me on that, but if there's an area where we can agree, let's just go do that and forget the disagreements.
Are you hearing legislators with whom he's dealing talking about the distinctive style of governing that's evolving with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, I was just talking with a couple of them this morning. You know, he has a level of confidence, of personal confidence, that a lot of politicians find either comforting or downright scary. You're comforting if you agree with him because since his whole life isn't revolved around politics, he doesn't appear to be afraid to compromise or to take a risk. It's scary because, on the other hand, he's not afraid to go out and fight for something that he says. And he's also mastered this incredible art of actually saying two things at once with a smile on his face. He doesn't take it personally.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that. There were some comments he's made recently on gay marriage that struck me as interesting. A little while ago, when talking about the gay marriages being issued in San Francisco, he talked about riots in the streets and protests and people clashing. He had defended the ballot measure from California in 2000 that defined marriage as something between a man and a woman. But then this week he goes on Jay Leno and says, I have no use for a constitutional amendment on gay marriage. If people want to change the law in California, it's fine with me. What's going on there?
Melissa, you picked the perfect example to show how Arnold works. The first comments he made were on the eve of a Republican convention here in California that he needed to get backing for his bond measure. Whether that played into his initial remarks, I don't know. Then on the show the other night, yes, it appears like he's completely sort of backpedaling, saying it's not that serious. He is steering completely clear of the culture wars. This is not about culture wars. He is about getting California's fiscal agenda back on track.
I imagine there are naysayers, Phil, aren't there, who say, look, he solved this particular budget crisis, but there's another one looming and there's no solution to that.
There's no doubt that Arnold is not out of the woods, and personality and charisma and salesmanship only go so far. The bottom line is that this morning when we woke up, the state still had a multi-billion dollar structural deficit waiting to be dealt with. Tough choices lie ahead. But the thing is that the critics were left out in the cold. They just couldn't compete with his salesmanship and with his idea of let's work together to figure this out.
Phil Mateer, thanks very much.
Talk to you later.
Phil Mateer is political columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle.